This is John McCrory at johnmccrory.com, and I want to talk a little bit more about why I believe that anonymity is bad for social networks, and that onymity, or representing yourself as you really are and who you really are, is an important aspect of social networking today through sites like Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn that actually enables them to function well. In the past, people would hide behind handles or obscure email addresses or some kind of online persona in message forums, email listservs even, and the comment sections of blogs and newspapers in ways that they didn't really have to stand behind their words in a community where there was no policing of behavior that went on naturally. And the difference is that those older forms were often unstable and would break it down into flame wars about topics that really were often not central to the topic of the particular forum. Interestingly, I do not see flame wars breaking out on Twitter. I do not see angry discussions in places like Facebook. And I think the reason for this is, it's quite stark, is that we've gone through this big change in what we expect out of the internet. I think the real-time aspect of these online social media also is an important aspect that helps make them function well in terms of this policing of behavior or self-policing of behavior, because you can't hide. It's there in real time, and it's findable through Google and other kinds of searches, Twitter search and whatnot. They're on the network. And that's a big change, and I think that bodes well for the internet. Again, I'm going to post this audio to my blog and would be interested in your comments about this issue and whether you think I'm right or wrong and what I've overlooked. And that would be great. Bye.